Quite an entrance.
Hello everyone, and welcome to an erotic ramble
with Magic Mike.
Hopefully this time Magic Mike should be behaving himself. He was a bit off the last time, he was a bit off form. And Patreon is actually acting up as well today. I tried to open it on my PC and there was no hope. So I went into Safari on my phone and nowhere. So eventually I opened it in the app and I think it went back to the first comment. Hopefully anyway. So I'm going to start off with Amanda. And it's Amanda saying, "Can I please have a shout out? I always wanted one but never made it in time." Of course.
Hey Amanda, how are you baby? Do you like Sensual Sunday? What about... air to each on a Sunday.
And the next one is Kara, and Kara says, "How tall are you, Gail? Do you like tall girls?" Of course, I like all girls, tall, small, every kind of girl. Girl is a girl. How tall am I? And someone says there, he's like Danny DeVito. I'm a mixture between Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know that movie Twins? No, I'm 6'3 with heels on. So, if you can, I'd really love you to moan my name. No problem.
Oh, Kara. Oh, baby. You're fucking sexy.
I hope that was good. So the lads are just taking the piss there, and Ali has a brilliant rhyme about Muhammad Ali. Stinging like a butterfly. Stinging like a fucking butterfly. Oh my god. Moving like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. Ali, that's hilarious. Wild Sage says, "More than anything, I want to be your friend." Oh, it's Misha the Cora. It's Misha the Cora. And Gabby says, "You already are, Sage." And Bridget says, "Misha Freshen," which means me too. It's Misha the Cora Freshen. So that means I am your friend too. Melissa says, "I would like some close up sexy whispers from behind and then smack that ass." Sorry. Ali Moore says, "Saving my place. You're sitting on the couch." Here we go. "Watching TV. I've just gotten home from a shopping trip. I drop my purse, pull off my trench coat. I'm wearing nothing but heels and skimpy lingerie. I say, 'Tell me where you want to touch me first. What do you do?'
I would just go over and slide my hands down your hips. All the way down. Right here, right now, on the living room floor. Do you want that? Oh, baby."
I hope this mic is sounding okay today. Jordan says, "Can I have a sexy shout out from you?" Of course you can.
Hey Jordan, how are ya? Are you feeling sexy today? Oh, Jordan. You fucking turn me on so much.
And Gen Z says, can I have a shout out? I'd love to hear you say my name.
Oh, Jen. Oh, my God. Oh, Jen. When I touch you, baby, and I feel your skin against mine, your body against mine, it's such a fucking turn on. Oh, Jen.
Some Gaelic as well for you, Jen. Anjita says, if I make it through the list, a shout out would be grand. It would be mighty grand. Hi, Anjita. Never had one before. I remember a while back, you had an audio on SoundCloud with makeup sex. You were jealous because the girl was flirting with guys in the club. Anyhow, a new version. I'm going to do another version of that, alright? But the thing is, with jealousy and all these negative emotions, I tried to stay away from, you know, people ask me for kidnapping and all that, and angry boyfriend and all that, but it's actually very hard for me to act angry anyway, you know? If I do get angry, it's like flares of, like, maybe 20 seconds, and then I start laughing at myself. Yeah, it was typical Leo as well. Like, and then, what the hell was that? So,
hi, Anjita. Are you enjoying your sensual Sunday, baby? Huh? Fuck. Yeah, baby.
Cat Mac says, I'm going to turn that down a little. No, I can't judge the sound from the TV. So Cat Mac just says, oh no. Melissa read my mind. Want the same breedy whispers from behind. Gaelic phrases, pull my hair, smack my ass, and groan my name, please.
Oh, God. I stand behind you, baby, and I run my hands down your body. In front of you, slip them right down between your thighs. Oh, your soft thighs, baby. I move my hand across. And I feel that beautiful, hot, wet pussy. Pull you into me. Oh, God. Oh, baby. You leave me no choice. I want my cock in you. Oh, yeah. Fuck, that ass is so sexy.
I'm feeling very naughty today. I kicked the microphone down. Boom. So Anjita, oh, that's Angie, my eyes are going bad, I don't know. Angie says, I'm pretty bad, but ask me at asking things, but surprise me.
Oh, baby, you know what I want from you? Do you know what I want from you, Angie? I want you every fucking where. I want you in the living room. Shower. I want you on the couch, on the fucking stairs. Oh, baby. When I hold you close, when I'm fucking you. Oh my God.
Emlyn says, will you still be doing regular rambles every now and again as well? Yes, I will, actually. I'm going to, come away from Q&A, you know. I never really liked doing Q&A anyway, and I did enough here, I think. It's kind of boring to me, and you know? I hate talking about myself. See, that's the thing, when you get into a position like this, you seem to talk about yourself a lot, and, you know, about your beliefs and all this kind of stuff. You can see some people, you know, they're on Twitter, and they're kind of like, oh, I'm this and I'm that, and it just bores me. I just think it's just boring. I have no time for it, so I want to move on to other things. No, on rambles, yeah, I'm going to do some funny kind of rambles soon. I'm thinking about doing stuff about animals, you know, bringing animal stories into rambles, so that could be funny as well. Jane, the Bendy Islander. What a name. I love it. Yeah, my first one. I'd like a sexy shout out, please. Hey, Jane. How are you today? Sexy Bendy Islander. Oh, God. Jane. Question one, have you ever been with a virgin? No, I never had sex with a virgin, but I've been with virgins. Have you any issues with your I think every guy does, you know, every guy does at one stage, so Lynn says, can you surprise me as well? Of course I can. Wild Sage says, hey, Hergail, my name is Targail. Claudia has been detained, handcuffed, and whipped because she had to come to mission. If you ever want to see your precious German Frau again, please answer the audio ransom questions. Transcripts from Agent. This is for the new people, it's all about the lizard cock. It's a complicated story, but it's ongoing, it's an ongoing thing. And Angie Foxy is an accomplice as well, so you've Miss Sage, Angie, and the Fro, and are just scheming constantly. Yeah, we're a crazy bunch. Sorry. Kelly S doesn't understand. Yeah. So, Kathy, hey, girl, if you don't mind, I'd love to have a little sexy tease of your choosing. Seems like a few of us want to taste your improv skills. You want to taste me? My ears are bad today, as I know it is. I was driving a lot today, alright? And it went from like really bad weather to sunny, and I think my ears are a bit glared. So. Okay, so.
Oh, Gaddy. I'm watching you, baby, laying on the bed for me. Oh. And I move on top of you. And I move to your ear. Fuck, I want a baby. I want to get out of my mouth. I want to put my lips around it.
Vacker, we're in bed, you're on top of me, so deep inside, your hips are resting on mine, you are just slightly rocking, barely moving, my long legs are wrapped around you, pulling you closer, you move my hands pinned above my head, our fingers intertwined, we finish kissing deeply, then you turn and whisper in my ear, what do you say?
Oh, Vacker. I wouldn't smoke it now because I don't smoke, but it was still amazing. Oh, fuck. Being deep inside of you was heavenly. Feeling your pussy wrapped around my cock and milking it. Milking that fucking cock for everything I have. Oh, Vacker, baby.
My microphone is actually falling down. I just gotta fix it. And I kind of went out of ASMR mode there. Sorry about that. I had a little bit of a microphone malfunction. Happens sometimes. So the next one's from Melissa. I think some Gaelic whispers for everyone would be lovely. Oh, of course.
Is tasa
some Gaelic improv. So Tina says, we are in a dark Goth nightclub seeking our prey. When we spot her, how do you suppose we go about seducing her to our table? What are we doing as we take turns and feed now? I hope this is about vampires. I know Tina's a wolf, but maybe this is a vampire one, hopefully. So, what I would do, I would get you to do it because obviously you're better looking than me. And you're going to have that, you know, the way vampires have that power of... I don't think you really see it in vampire movies anymore, but you know, they have that little bit of... hypnotic persuasion over humans that can kind of attract them, you know, there's a magnetic thing you're going over. So you would first of all, I can see the scene completely. You see, this is what happens when you're you know, when you're an otter. I can see the nightclub, I can hear the music, and the music's kind of like maybe, you know, some techno-y dance, not too heavy either, it's just in the background. And then the dry smoke is dry ice is there, and myself and Tina are watching her. But we're not speaking because we've kind of a telepathic thing going on, and just we're communicating with our eyes more than anything, because we're vampires and we're very aware. So she goes and she seduces the prey to the table, and then we take her outside in the alley and we feed on her. So when we bite her, I bite her on one side of her neck and Tina bites on the other side, and we're like, and we start sucking on her blood. And then we turn to each other and we kiss, and we're sharing the blood back and forth, and we've no interest in the human. The human's just like it's just like food, and the blood is kind of sexual, and we're passing it back and forth to each other. So that's what I see there. Wild Sage says, have you ever milked a cow? No. Or a goat? Not a hope. I'd never milk it. I actually have a funny story about goats. I got chased by a goat once. I'm going to do that for the animal stories. I hope I didn't tell it before. Sorry. Susie says, we are work colleagues and have started to see each other recently. We can't get enough of each other, but no one at work knows about us. I have to go to the warehouse for something, and checking out that no one is watching, you follow up behind me and put your arms around me, making me jump. Oh my god, Gail, did anyone see you? What are you doing? Please tell me, what are you doing with me out in the warehouse? Oh, baby. Oh, no one knows what we're up to. So fucking dirty and so naughty. Oh, Susie, baby. Yeah, let's do it right here and right now. No, baby, those cameras can't see us, I promise you. Come on, baby, let's fuck. I just wanna fuck you. No, I can't wait for tonight. I need you right here and right now. Tina, you have one siren bent over as you take her from behind.
And I'm fucking her. Yeah, lick her pussy when I'm fucking her. Put your tongue all over her hot, wet pussy, baby, and suck on her clit. Yeah? Oh, fuck. When I fuck you, when your body moves, just stick your tongue out. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck her. Oh, yeah, moan on her pussy, growl on her pussy, gowl, growl. Girl growling that pussy, goat growl. Oh my god, goal, it's an Irish word for pussy. I didn't even mean that. Ugh, it's a horrible word. Sorry about that, Tina. Oh, that's a disaster. Vacker says, I'm standing behind you, holding you.
You can feel my hard nipples against your back. My hands slide down your bare chest, lightly scratching as I go down over your hips bones, then take the hard cock in my hand. And I start slowly running down my hand down your shaft, then grip it more firmly and pleasuring you. Let me hear the sounds you make as I'm jacking you off in pain. Ah.
Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, feels so good. Oh yeah, kiss my neck when you do that. Oh my god, yeah, use your tongue. Yeah, use your tongue in my cockhead. Oh fuck. Oh fucker. Oh fuck, baby. You drive me fucking crazy.
Tina says, I'm going to be good, Si. Yeah, right. Not a hope. Jane, the Bendy Islander, I'm very, very flexible. Tell me what position you'd like to
Oh, yeah. I want you against the wall, baby. Yeah? Looking in those sexy eyes. Kissing those beautiful lips. Telling you, I want you on your lips. I'm taking your leg, pulling it up my body, slowly up my leg, up my hip, and over my shoulder, so I can put my hard cock in you and fuck you just like that, even if I have to lift you up a little. Oh, Jane.
Say says, how long is your famous tongue? It's a very long tongue. Do you have a nice butt? Yeah, I've been told that anyway. I have been told. But I do a lot of weights and a lot of running, so, you know, people like that just have nice butts. Rate your cheeks on a scale of apple to grapefruit. Do you know what I'm going to do? This is my butt, Sage.
That's fucking tight.
Annabelle. Oh, imagine I'm having a hairy booty. I have actually no hairy booty, Tina. Listen. Not a hope. And I wouldn't shave my ass. Oh my god, you couldn't shave your ass. Imagine having a stubbly ass. Annabelle. Some of your amazing erotic improv, please. I'm yours for the day. What are we doing right now? And how are you about... Oh, sitting on the couch in a Sunday, baby. My arms around you. No one in the house. Putting you close to me. Oh, Annabelle. Oh my god, yeah, I want you right fucking here and right now on the couch. Yeah, give me a towel. Oh yeah, spread your legs for me, baby. Yeah. Oh, feel my hand run down your legs and back up so I can slip your panties to one side and feel that beautiful pussy. I love feeling your heat and your wetness. Oh, fuck. Oh, Annabelle, you make my cock so hard. I want to fuck you all day. And these are all, you know, off the cuff, completely off the cuff. I'm just reading through the comments for the first time. Jean says, growls and moans please with my name, Jean, pronounced Jean. Pull me into the loo and have your way with me because we can't get home as I've been teasing you all throughout dinner.
Baby, come on, let's do it. Come on, let's be bad. Let's go to the bathroom when no one's looking. Oh, baby, please. I knew you'd come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, Gina. Oh, yeah. I love fucking you like this in public. Hidden away. Yeah, I was still so fucking risky. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, Gina. Oh, your pussy feels so good wrapped around my big cock. Oh, yeah. Can you feel it, baby? Can you feel it move in and out?
Backer, we are sitting on the beach just after sunset, listening to the waves crash. You have your arms around me and we are wrapped in a blanket together. You snuggle my neck, give me those feathery kisses that I love so much. Then you lean down and whisper in my ear, what do you say? Surprise me with something sweet. Jane the Bendy Islander. If you dated a girl, really fell in love, and she expressed feeling uncomfortable with these kind of erotic audios you make of her, then what would you do?
I'd get rid of her.
I don't know. I probably. I don't know what I'd do. I never thought about it, really. Oh, that's a good question. Lucy says, I don't know. It all depends on. I'm not really, like, if someone was jealous, kind of wouldn't really ring true with me, so probably wouldn't go for a jealous person in the first place, so I don't know until the situation arises, if it ever arises. Vacker, I'm not a morning person, but with the right persuasion, I could be convinced to wake up. How would you persuade me to wake up in the morning? Give me your best sexy wake up.
Fine, because I did something. Look what I've got. I've got some oranges, some easy peeler mandarins, and I'm gonna run them down your body and squeeze them and squeeze the juice all over your body down to your beautiful pussy. That beautiful, gorgeous, swollen heart clit. And I'm gonna suck it all. And if you don't get fucking up, it's not gonna happen.
Trina, sorry, my eyes are still a bit. Ooh. Trina, sexy shout out, please. Voice choice.
Oh, Trina. Welcome to an erotic ramble. Oh yeah. Such a sexy girl. Such a fucking sexy girl. Yeah.
Annabelle says, you've been teasing me something awful and not giving me what I want. What do I have to say for you to finally give in? Extra points if you can use your self-satisfied. Good girl. Okay.
Oh, Annabelle. Oh, baby. Oh, I want it. Oh, I fucking want it. You gonna give it to me? Huh? Oh, baby, please give it to me. Look at my cock. Can you see it through my jeans? Oh, it's for you, baby. You make me so fucking hard. Give me your hand. Come on, baby. Give me your hand and feel it for me. Feel that dick. Oh, Annabelle. Oh, fuck. You gonna give it to me now? Good girl. Callie Nanava.
A bit of Gaelic improv. Trina, the private nurse again. Improv scenario for you. I'm in the kitchen doing the dishes and I don't hear you come in. Actually, just remember this comment, actually. So,
baby, I love when you do the dishes.
Yeah, I do.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm watching you use your fingers and your hand like that, looking at your body from behind. Keep your hands in the water for me. Yeah, keep your fucking hands in the water for me. Feel my hand run down the front of your body to your pussy. Keep your hands in the water. It's so wet. Yeah, don't you fucking move those hands.
I hope you like that. And Chelly says, sexy shadow, please. Por favor. I'm trying to learn some Spanish, Chelly, so I know that you sent me some Spanish before. Por favor. I'm trying to get the R right. Por favor. Por favor.
Besima.
Is that right? Besima. I'm getting there. So, hi, Chelly. Happy Sunday. Marcia. Sexy shadow, please. Wishing me happy birthday. Love to hear you say, oh fuck, and oh my god, baby. My favorite two phrases by you. Oh. And join a sexy growl. And don't forget to tell me what a sexy gift you got for me. Okay.
Hey, Marcia. Happy birthday, baby. Brett Lohan at the store. Oh, McCollin. Brett Lohan at the McCollin. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, baby. Oh, I got you a sexy gift for today. Yes, some really sexy lingerie. Yeah, I want to make you my gift. Because I'm selfish on your birthday, baby.
This improv is going to get me into trouble sometime, you know that? Susie says, could I have a small, soft, sexy, nuzzly whisper? Of course, whilst we're snugging on the sofa. Of course, Susie.
Sexy Susie. Oh, you like when I blow in your hair? Oh, baby, you're so fucking gorgeous.
Jane the Bendy Islander. Do you actually like giving oral as much as you? Yes, I do. I actually do because, Yeah, you said you read mail, message boards, and I don't mind them. Yeah, it's just, it's boy talk. But, as Jessica Rose said, most men actually do enjoy it. They really do. If a guy is sensual enough, he should anyway, because, giving pleasure is a big thing. And I know a lot of you know that as well. I mean, like, if you're having sex with a woman and or a guy, or if a guy's having a sex with a guy or whatever, woman's having sex with a woman, and the recipient is in pleasure, it's just the sexiest thing ever. So yeah, I love giving oral. Yeah, I love it. That's the way you kind of make the audio. That's where I come from, because when I'm doing oral audios, it's completely like I am doing it. That's the way I would do it. So Ali says, what a gentleman. Oh, a gentleman always praises, always make the lady come first. Oh my god, why don't fellas understand that? Angie, Miss Secretary, says, please say one girl force audio that keeps the doctor in your best salesman voice. Regard at the end, okay.
Hi, my name is Gail. And I'm here to tell you that one, yes, just one gale force audio a day helps to keep the doctor away and the doctor at bay. So, if you would like to keep the doctor away, throw away your fucking apples and listen to my audios.
Saskia. You're in a mood. Please whisper all naughty things in my ear what you want to do. You're in the mood, not in a mood. There's a big difference between you're in a mood and in the mood.
Saskia. I want to do some bad stuff to you, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I just want to wrap my lips around your hot, wet pussy. And I want to make it drip into my mouth. And then I want to trace kisses right up your body to those nipples and cover them in your hot, wet love juices where I can suck them off. Oh, Saskia, your taste. Oh, baby, give yourself to me. Give yourself to me, baby.
Vacker. What would you say to convince me to play along with new handcuffs we just brought home? A little begging wouldn't hurt.
I've got this new toy. You want to see it? Yeah, baby. Furry handcuffs. Oh, come on, baby. Please. Yeah. I want you to tie me up. Yeah. Cuff me to our fucking bed. Yeah. And my hands tied above my head, watching you use your nails. Oh, dragging them along my chest. Looking at your hot, sensual mouth around my nipples. Oh, fuck, Becker. Oh, please play with me. Please, baby.
Aphrodite. I'm going to ask you something completely different from my tastes. Why? Because I can. Yeah, nah. I think it would be very funny. Whisper to me your sexiest voice that I've been a bad girl and that you have to punish me with my name in it. Thank you.
Aphrodite. Did I catch you playing with yourself again, baby? You know what I said about that. You are not allowed to touch that pussy until I'm here. Yes, you are playing with it. I know you are. Give me your finger. Give me your fucking finger, Aphrodite. Busted. Now, I want to punish you. I'm going to edge you and edge you and edge you and bring you to that fucking point. And I'm going to walk away every time. Until your pussy fucking explodes for me. And you come so hard, you lose consciousness. Hello from the other side.
I'm sorry. That was Jessica's fault. Angie, my secretary says, let's play on your shy side a little bit with this improv thing. Ask me out on a date. Alright, girl. What's the story? I was just lamping you there a while ago from across the room. Do you know what I mean? I know now we're walking with each other there for a while, like, you know, but I was lamping it. I'm sure I caught you lamping back. Did you lamp back at me? Did you give me the eyes, like? No, I just want to know because, you know what I mean? No. I'm sorry, look, are you doing anything Friday night? You are? Alright, what about Saturday night? Alright, look, do you want to do something tonight? Shoot some pool or something? I'll bring you out, like, I haven't got much money now, but, you know, we could share a beer or something like that. Alright, Angie, like, I'm sorry, and I how do I know your name? I just found out off one of the boys there, he taught me your name, like. I'm sorry. Look, I'm mad about you, girl. I'm fucking mad about you, you're a little looking yoke. Will you go with me? Please. Alright, girl, sorry about that. I just wanted to find out what happened to my music. Anyway, it's restarting. So, Angie, that was a bit of that guy coming back. What's his name? Shawnee. I forgot his name and all. Very bad today. Hitting me with your best Irish slang. I actually did that there, didn't I? Oh my God. See, I don't really don't read the comments, but of course I can do it again. All right, Melissa. What's up, girl? What's the story? Any chance of a shift, nah? I just want a shift, like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what a shift is, nah? It's like, do you know, when I go out to kiss you, right, and I turn my head to the side, because if I don't turn my head, and if you don't turn your head, our noses will hit, do you know what I mean? So if I turn my head, and you turn your head, and then we kind of go, do you know, we suck faces, like, do you know what I mean? And then we can do a tongue thing. Look, I'm fucking savage with my tongue, what's wrong? Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I can do savage stuff with my tongue, so, do you know, any chance of a shift? Shawnee's a fucking asshole, isn't he? He's not an asshole, he's just a bit of a clown. Sorry for calling him an asshole. Sage says, something like this for me, danke. Danke schön. Kiss her deeply, leaving no doubt in her mind that she is owned. Ah.
Oh, a bite on my lip. Look at my eyes. Yeah, you're fucking mine. And mine for fucking.
I'm going to get in so much trouble. Angie, my secretary, says, what is the best thing about sex emotionally and physically? Just skip ahead for a minute. Best thing about sex emotionally and physically? I suppose there's no really bad emotions in it. I think sex stops the bad thoughts in the head, you know, or, you know, suspends them. And that's why people are kind of addicted to it, because it can just stop all the kind of negativity and all that. So, it's probably just pure pleasure. It's a way of cutting off, as I said, the angst and all that. You're kind of like, you know, you're in a good, pleasurable, ecstatic feeling going through your body. Not an ecstatic mood, I suppose. So, bit of a boring answer, I know. Tina says, I roll my eyes at you and switch my hips, walking away from you. Tell me, Starney, to get back. How would you need her at? Tina? Get fucking back here. Don't you do that, baby. You know what happened the last time you did that? Get back here. Come on, baby, get back here. Come on. Turn around and get that sexy fucking ass back where it belongs. Come on, be my good girl. Come here. Yeah, that's my girl. Don't you ever again walk away from me like that. Yeah, know your place. Know your fucking place. And where's Frashan? I saw Frashan's name there. Tina, I say he should take you over his knee. Oh, fingers inside, stroking that G-spot. That's back, that's smart. You see, that's how Frashan's sexy author mind works, and that is just like, you can just use that in a dominant audio, you know, it's really cool. And Philotes, hi Philotes, Noodle, Noodle Ninja, that's the Noodle. I think he should stroke that cheese spot. Yeah, only good girls are allowed to come. Oh my God, please, we're never going to come then. That's what Gabby said. Jane the Bendy Islander. I think this could be the last one because I'm running on about an hour here, and I'm going to split this up into two parts. So, has Willie ever tapped out in the middle of sex? Just for no reason, or for no reason. Deflated like a balloon. No, never. No, Never. He never deflated. I don't think it's kind of possible unless... probably you'd have to be on a lot of drugs. Like, alcohol is a drug, I think. Like, alcohol can do that to you, you know. It probably has happened after alcohol before. Not really. But the thing about alcohol is when I did drink before, it would make me kind of more virile. I don't know why. And the morning after, oh, I was an animal. But I think... No, it didn't happen to me. Not yet, anyway, thank God. I do Chelly's one, so last. We're strangers sitting in an empty waiting area, very aware of the growing sexual tension. We're on opposite sides of the room. Tried posting previously, but... okay. So, you're sitting on the opposite side of the room and you're going to... Do you know that film? This is what just popped into my head. I mean, that film, What Women Want, Mel Gibson. So you're going to be like, listening to What Men Want.
Oh, I know she's looking at me. Oh, she's so fucking sexy. Oh, yeah. She looked away. If I see her. Oh, there it is. She licked her lips. Uncross your legs for me. Show me. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, I would love to. What a sexy girl. Look at me one more time.
Oh my God, I have to have her.
How can I build up the courage to go and ask her? Oh yeah. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Maybe she can see it. Maybe she can see that bulge in my jeans.
So, what's this one? I just see what Tina said. For Sean taught me to shut the fuck up and deal with her slut buckets. Please, Daddy, punish her. Oh, slut bucket self. You seriously need... That was like the Godot Puppies comment that time. That was actually fantastic as well. So I'm going to cut it there at Tina's comment. I don't know how far I got down. I don't think I got too far down at all. There's a lot more to go. It could be a three-parter easily. Yeah, I'm just going through it. It's easily a three-parter. So I'll do my best to get back. And okay, so thank you all. And I will get to it, so don't worry. I just kicked the mic again there now. Magic Mike's getting an awful hammering today. All right, girls. See?
Talk soon.
Ciao.